Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Most climate models indicate the areas once spared severe storms will see their frequency increase in coming years. Michael Bruno, dean and professor of engineering at Stevens Institute of Technology, reveals how imaging technology can be used to educate and inform residents in the paths of future storms.
If Hurricane Sandy taught we in the scientific community anything, she taught us that we must get better at determining and explaining the vulnerability of our coastal cities to these extreme events and the risk of more such events under a changing world climate. Hurricane Sandy impacted the New York region with only a few days' notice, but an accurate forecast enabled preparation across all sectors of government, industry, and the general public. Ongoing research is seeking to improve still further our forecasting ability. More challenging from the standpoint of forecasting and decision-making is the issue of climate change. Many people still confuse short-term weather events and long-term climate change. If we can improve our ability to forecast climate change and its impacts, we'll be better prepared to educate the public and guide the decision-makers. Weather and ocean simulation and visualization will play a critical role in all of this. We are presently combining improved forecast of storm events with the terrific visualization tools that have emerged in the last 5 years. Anyone who has used Google Earth can easily imagine accessing a street-level view of their neighborhood during a storm. This capability is 100% feasible using existing technologies, including high-resolution ocean simulation and very high-resolution knowledge of land topography produced by light detection and ranging surveys. Knowing the location of buildings and infrastructure, these technologies will enable a detailed understanding of the impacts of extreme events and convey to the decision maker the need to act.
That was Michael Bruno of Stevens Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.